VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Be our Midsummer's Night Dream caller. Is it midsummer already? Oh, it is. 888 Radio 30 once again. That's 888 Radio 30. Be like Pan and call 888-723-4630. Or Puck. It was Puck,
sir. It was
sorry.
Puck.
Puck.
And Griff.
What?
Now it's time to do our eBay Radio shipping report. Now we go to El Segundo, California for our shipping report with Eric Nash, who we haven't heard from in ages. Brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Hey there, Eric. How you doing?
Hey, Haley and Griff, and Griff, it is past midsummer. My kids are starting school here in 2 weeks. Can't believe it. But what I wanted to talk about today for our shipping tip was about communicating with your customer and specifically what to do if you have a delay in shipping when you use the U.S. Postal Service. Everybody encounters this problem every once in a while, unfortunately. And when I say delay, I'm really referring to a carrier delay. So you've done your part, and you shipped your package right away using the USPS. But now the package has somehow gotten stuck with the Postal Service, and your buyer's anxiously awaiting their package. So when this happens, and usually the buyer will contact you kind of saying, hey, where's my package? You know, I haven't seen tracking going through or anything like that. We suggest three steps to do. And that first step is to communicate with your buyer, obviously, as soon as you know that there's a delay or an issue, and specifically if they haven't contacted you already. And there's been some time in between the time you ship the package. And even though the delay is not really caused by anything you've done, they're going to be upset, and the whole experience could lead to possibly negative feedback. So trying to be proactive and providing them the tracking number, the ship date, following some basic customer service principles, hopefully the customer will appreciate that and see that you're working hard to get the package to them, and hopefully you will track it down and find it. The second step is to contact the USPS customer support line at 1-800-ASK-USPS. And buyer or sellers can find that number on the USPS.com website by clicking Help in the top right corner. And you're going to want to explain to the customer service rep that you know, you have a lost package, provide them the tracking number. The cool thing is USPS employees have some resources to see a few more details in the scans on their computers versus what you see online. And so sometimes that seeing those extra details will allow them to kind of find out where that package got sent to and find out where the sticking point is. And they may be able to contact that mail processing center and find out what happened and get it delivered. And the third step we suggest is, and this can be done along with step number two, is to contact the local postmaster at your post office. This is where you would have shipped the package out of. You want to let them know that a package you sent from their post office, which is very important, has not made it to its destination. And you obviously need to track it down. Local postmasters take a lot of pride when a package is lost coming from their post office. And the main reason is because they don't want to have negative stats showing that a package was lost being sent from their post office. So they'll try to start locating that package as well. And they should be very helpful helping you try to find that. And basically what that does is you're getting more eyeballs looking for your package, and everybody knows the old adage of the squeaky wheel gets the grease. So hopefully if the package is just kind of lost someplace in a warehouse or just on a truck or something like that, it will find its way to the buyer and get on its way.
So, this is really good information. You've covered all the bases. Number one, contact your customer. Number two, contact USPS at 1-800-ASK-USPS. And number three, contact your local postmaster and tell them what has happened. Very good.
That's it, Lee. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Eric. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming on. We've missed you.
Yes,
thanks, Eric.
I missed you.
Okay.
By the way, I had a great time at eBay Radio.
Yay. Wasn't it great?
That was the best ever.
Yeah we had such
what
a good time.
eBay Radio party that was.
Yep. Thank you. Eric Nash, Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Thank you.
More time selling, more time shipping.
No.
No, more time.
More time selling, less time shipping.
Less time selling, more time eating.
Okay, our lines are open at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. We'd love to hear from you, and we do have time this hour to do a listing dish. Griff, tell them what a listing dish is.
Well, that's when you call in with an item number for any of your current listings. I suppose we could do a sold one, too, but currents are better because then you can fix it if necessary. And then Lee and I go through it with a fine-tooth pink feathered comb and give you a critique and tell you what we think you're doing great and maybe point out some areas where you can possibly make some improvements. And we don't just point them out, we actually make some suggestions too. And then we rate your listing and we give it a rating of 0 to 5 tureens, which was the trophy we came up with because it's dish a listing. Get it? Dish. Dinnerware tureens. We could have said plates. We could have said sauce boats. But no.
And if you can't call us for any reason, maybe you're shy. Maybe you're at your day job. You can also click on the Contact Us link on the bottom of your eBay radio player and send it to us by email. We'll read it over the air. But we love to have you on the show. But if you can't, go ahead and click on that Contact Us button.
Yeah, because phone calls are always more exciting than emails, I think.
They are, but we'll take what we can get, right?
Except the emails that we get from a Mr. Richard Fader in a Fort Lee, New Jersey.
And what is that?
Well, he's the one who always writes and says, Dear Roseanne, Rosanna Dana.
One of my favorite characters.
A Richard Fader from a Fort Lee in New Jersey writes. It's always the same guy. This is a baby boomer TV humor moment.
I loved that character that she did. Oh, yeah. It was so good. Hey, Griff, you know we're halfway through the summer.
Yeah.
And that means the back-to-school season is already on it.
Oh, do I have all my clothes?
You heard him say just a few minutes ago, Eric Nash, his children are going back to school in less than 2 weeks.
Well, in California, it starts on the 18th in most places,
week. This is back-to-school time right now.
You got to start driving much safer through those neighborhoods.
That's right. We live in the high school. In fact, we have two high schools on the corner. Oh. We have High Tech High.
Oh, I feel for you.
And we have, you know what? Those kids are so good in our neighborhood. We're very lucky.
Well, we're good for you.
Very, very lucky. But, you know, what I wanted to say was the back-to-school season is already upon us, and eBay makes shopping easy. They have a special back-to-school start shopping now link in gold at the top of some eBay pages. And in addition to bargains on school and dorm room necessities, you'll find helpful back-to-school guides and some inspiring collections as well. If you've got something a student could use, jump on that marketing bandwagon now and get it sold. So what should they have in their title, maybe? Back-to-school is
back to school is a very popular search phrase, yes. Back, space, to, space, school. And that's not back school to or to school back.
Griff, this is very funny.
What?
There is a fire alarm that just started.
Where?
A fire. Is it a drill, John?
You have to leave the building?
So all the lights are blinking on and off. How long is this going to last, John? 20 minutes. I'm sitting in blinking lights.
You're going to go insane.
Oh, my God. Okay, well.
I'm sorry to hear that, babe.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Well, Jeff Terrell's back.
Where?
From sabbatical.
Oh, yeah, he's back. Yeah, right,
so
from sabbatical.
So, are you guys going to do it tomorrow, the Wednesday?
Do what?
Your Wednesday thing?
Do it? What are you talking about? I resent this.
Your weekly chat with the eBay staff?
Yeah, the weekly
on
chat.
On Wednesday?
Yeah, of course we're going to do it.
Okay, that's tomorrow, 1 to 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Pacific.
Yeah.
Weekly chat with eBay staff with Jeff Terrell and Uncle Griff.
Yeah, well, I'm not your uncle anymore.
If you want, you stopped using that phrase. To join in, go to the community link at the bottom of any page, then go to the discussion boards and find the link to Inside eBay Weekly Chat with eBay Staff. Find out what others in the community are thinking or talk about your own eBay concerns.
Oh.
So that would be tomorrow.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh.
Wednesday.
Wednesday, market day.
Wednesday.
Yeah. Mercoledì in Italian.
So Barbara in Cleveland, Ohio, known on eBay as Vintage Hearth Home.
Vintage Hearth Home, Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. What's your question or comment?
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call. My question is about adding people to your eBay newsletter. I put the link in all of my listings, or at least I was, but no one ever subscribes. So can you give a tip on how to really entice them into signing up so that I can have, you know, regular communication about my sales and things like that?
Well, you can edit some of your outgoing post-transaction emails where you could include the link and a little text saying, you know, follow me on eBay, and which is, you know, add me to your favorite sellers. When they add you to their favorite seller list or follow you, that or at least your favorite seller list, if you have an eBay store and you put out a newsletter, then they will get it. Your newsletter subscription section in my eBay should show you how many subscribers you have. Do you have any?
No, I don't have any. Oh. I have a basic store. Yeah.
Yeah, but that basic store still has the same newsletter capabilities. So how long have you had the store?
I started it last year, and then I live in a state where we have a lot of snow, and I couldn't get my shipments out on a regular basis, so I stopped my store, and then I started it again.
Stay on the line. I have a question for you. So we're going to have to take a break here, but stay on the line. This open phone segment was sponsored by TerraPeak, eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. We've got open lines on 888 Radio 30 or 888-723-4630. Call us here at eBay Radio.
Designing your listings and store isn't just about creating a nifty logo, an attractive template, or frame. It goes deeper to express your personality, confirm your professionalism, and establish your brand. Sally Milo of Milo Design is the go-to resource for eBay sellers like you who want to brand their businesses on eBay. She's a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself. Sally stays on top of changes in the eBay marketplace, including optimizing your store and listing design for mobile. She just gets it. Sally will work closely with you to customize your logo, store pages, listing templates, profile, and much more, all to help you create a memorable impression that will bring customers back again and again. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 333.
Being successful takes work, and there are no quick fixes. Marcia Collier is the best-selling author of the eBay and Social Media for Dummies series and is known on eBay as top-rated seller Marcia_C. She offers this tip.
For everybody listening, you know, like I say, I've been doing this for 20 years, been on eBay for 20 years. If you don't keep doing what you do best and keep working at it, don't say, hey, I think I'll take the day off and go to the beach. If it's a work day, keep working. Keep doing what you do. And don't go and look, maybe I can buy a fix. The bottom line is, keep something listed on eBay. Stay in the game.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Welcome Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Campaign Go. Master your sales for hot time. Call us now at 888-723-4630. We are on the line with Barbara, and she has a question about why is no one signing up for my newsletters? And I think I might have the answer. So you do have 5 followers, and those are people who see your items in their news feed. On your homepage for your store, if you go to your eBay store, Heart and Home, there is a link there that says sign up for newsletter. You should copy and paste that link into your description underneath your you have something at the bottom of your listings that says sign up for my store newsletter. The problem is no one knows how to do that just looking at your listing. So you actually have to put a click here to sign up for my newsletter.
Okay.
That may get people to sign up. But you can also promote that in your emails to your buyers, and in the collateral in your box, you can say, go to my store page and click on sign up for newsletters to be, and then you have to tell them why, which you kind of do in the sentence, which is advance notice of sales and special sale discounts and promotions. So that, you know, that'll entice your previous customers or your existing customers who may be considering purchasing from you to sign up for that newsletter.
Okay, so there was one thing you said in between there. You said after they purchase, what was the second thing you said? After they make a purchase and I send them an email? Is that what you said?
No, if you have correspondence with, after a sale, there's correspondence that goes out automatically, and some of that correspondence, that messaging, the seller can edit some of the fields in the message.
That's what I wanted to ask you. Is there a place where I can make that change?
Yes, you have to go to my eBay, and you have to go to it's under, I got to remember now. It's, I think if I remember correctly, it's under my eBay and then under account manage communications with buyers. So if you go to my eBay, go to the account tab, hover over it, and then select manage communications with buyers. There's some of there's some of these emails that you can actually add some text to, and you can add that as a reminder.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Good luck.
Hope we helped you, Barbara.
Thank
you so much. Yeah. You know, so Mark is calling in to have a to have a listing dish.
No, but we don't have enough time.
And we don't have enough time, so I'd like you to go to another listing. It's just something I want you to see.
All right.
It's not a dish or anything.
Okay. All right.
So it is 1903 3660 9113. 1903 3660 9113.
What? What the heck is this?
Yeah.
All righty then. It's a piece of art. Is that it?
Yeah. For $167,050. And it's Jesus tries to cheer up McCartney with lamb chop.
With lamb chop. I don't see the lamb chop.
So, isn't that? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Jesus is to the right of McCartney. McCartney's sitting in the chair.
Yeah.
Jesus is to the right of McCartney, and he's got the little lamb
chop. That's an angel. And I see he's got lamb chop, the hand puppet, Sherry Lewis's hand puppet.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So am I supposed to comment on this? Because if I do, I could get fired.
I'm so sorry I even brought it up. Many celebrities collect his work. Willie Nelson, Trisha Yearwood, Susan
Sarandon. Oh, I take
Sarandon,
it all back.
Yeah. Julia Rogers, Jimmy Vaughn, and R.E.M. are just a few people.
Well, that's all the validation I needed.
And what he says is, Jesus broke out the lamb chop puppet and hired an angel to try to cheer up a clinically depressed Paul McCartney.
He's clinically depressed? I would have never guessed.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah, cool.
So, anyway, $167,050 if anyone's interested in this.
Yeah, I'm not.
Go to it. It's the eBay seller is Kata Billups, K-A-T-A-B-I-L-L-U-P-S.
Is that the artist too?
don't think so.
No.
Maybe
he's just representing the whoever the...
Let me see what it is.
Because the artist is who? I don't... Why would they put declined $150,000 off from the title? You declined $150,000 for this? What, are you crazy?
This is the largest painting in my studio in Colorado. It is over 5 feet high and 7 feet wide. So apparently, Kata Billups, which is the eBay name, is the artist.
God, look at some of the other paintings here. Elvis and his mama busted into the Playboy Mansion to free Elvis. What?
Obviously, these are spirited.
That's right? One word for it.
So, Kata Billups. Well, they're very interesting, really.
Here's another one. Rock and roll art, Beatles, Stones, Joplin, Dylan original. So, it's just a picture of all those characters and... Like in a circus or something. So there's Andy Warhol.
The name of the store is Rock and Roll Icon Art, Jesus Art.
Okay, then. Well, going back to the show.
I think it's fascinating. Come on.
If you save your pennies, you can buy one of these.
Yes.
Save your pennies. Hold on to them tightly, Lee.
And you can buy one.
You can buy one.
Elvis Art. You saw that one, right?
I did, and I'll never be able to unsee it now.
You wouldn't want this one, Elvis judging the Betty Page lookalike contest? Yeah, that one you like.
No.
No. Oh,
no.
God. Okay.
I don't want it.
You have no taste.
Well, that's obvious. This open phone segment was brought to you by Campaign Go, Master Your Sales. Up next, overcoming obstacles right here on eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says, shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Hey, you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm your package. I thought you wanted me out of here in one day.
Well, I do, but...
What's the hesitation? I've got friends who've reached their forever home already, and here I still sit. What's with that? Haven't you heard about Indicia?
I'm losing it here. I'm talking to a package.
If you had Indicia, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They take care of all the details, order and mailing information, imported directly from eBay, tracking discounts on qualified postage rates, customized USPS labels, and get this, it's all automated.
Okay, Mr. Smart Package, what else?
Well, since you asked, you can print your own logo or message on the shipping label. Make it look nice for the customer. And they've got a 30-day free trial for all this at Indicia. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
So you can get to your forever home in style.
You got it. Check them out right now. Indicia.com/eBay Radio.